Not only is the code that underpins Obamacare's website flawed beyond repair, even parts of it are pirated merchandise. The makers of healthcare.gov passed off software from datatables.net as their own, a blatant violation of the owner's copyright license. The site even began with a crony crash, with Michelle Obama awarding a no-bid contract for its construction to a college friend who is senior VP of the Canadian company CGI Federal. So much for building our own economy at home. And now with crashes, freezes, and countless security breaches, along comes Jeffrey Zients, Obama's billionaire Jewish fix-it man, to try to save the sinking ship.
Jeff Zients is a name you should know, especially if you're trying to enroll in the new healthcare exchanges. The new Obamacare website is plagued with problems. Zients joined the Obama administration in 2009. Before being named the first chief performance officer at the Office of Management and Budget, he ran the advisory board company, a massive Washington consulting conglomerate.
Having spent all of my time before 3 years ago in the private sectors, I know firsthand how important technology has been to driving the success of the private sector.
Zients can tout his technological know-how all he wants, but when he ran the cash for Clunker's website, it kept on crashing.
In 2009, Zients reformed the Cash for Clunkers program. The government car buying program had a tedious website that crashed too often to be useful. Sound familiar?
Yep, sounds familiar. Because of healthcare.gov's unstable code, when one part is fixed, another part will break. The databases will be a goldmine of personal information presented to hackers on a silver platter. If you're nervous about hackers getting your private info, how about when the government has full access to it? My friends, the hackable code is emblematic of the code behind the code of Obamacare. The Jewish-controlled government code that brought us the NSA, the NDAA, and Homeland Security on the prowl for domestic terrorists lurks behind Obamacare. Even if Zients comes up with a glitch-free website, which he can't, would you still want Big Brother to have power over your body? Our health is the final frontier of government control. If our government, which I've proven time and again to be Jewish controlled, keeps track of your voting records, political networks, and Facebook posts, do you really want it to decide what medical attention you need? How about medical attention you don't need? Like Brandon Robb, who after a harmless Facebook post was hauled off to a mental hospital and reportedly pumped with psychiatric drugs. You can't make water solid by putting boards under it. The code can't be fixed. You can't make a rotten apple juicy by painting it red. Our government is under Jewish control. Until we fix the code behind the code of Obamacare, keep your body far away from healthcare.gov.